everyone, and welcome back to episode 91 of Full of Kudos. I'm your host, Joel, and I'm joined by strapping young lad,
Brett.
How you doing, Brett?
Not too bad. How are you? Nice blue skies outside.
It is blue skies outside. You know what I find funny when I realize I intro and say welcome back to episode 91. It sort of doesn't make sense.
Do you know what it spiked up to as well? They call themselves co-hosts, where we just... Well, I don't know if you imply that you're the host and I'm and you're just and you're, with me and I'm the co-host. Yeah, and I'm
what do I say? And I'm... Oh, yeah. I'm your host Joel. Yeah. And I'm with... Yeah, true. Well, you used to read out the intros.
Yeah. But they always go like, Sarah goes, I'm your co-host Sarah and I'm here with co-host Rose.
Jeez.
They got a bit to learn.
I reckon we need to do a intro where spiked up, don't get a mention in the first 20 seconds.
I know. They pay us for those mentions.
Tell you what, good weekend for us, for the ego, fair few FTK fans.
Hello to those
yelling people, out. But yeah, happened three times on the weekend.
Where'd you get noticed again?
KFC. Yeah. yeah, it's good. What's been going on the weekend?
I went to the footy, which is good, but yeah, a bit of running. That's about it.
We'll hear all about it in your training week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Patreon housekeeping. We had Jack's 2709 race recap in Live, Laugh, Love and Run with Jack and Joel. Chasing Paris, what number just dropped? You've just put it out.
I just put it out, number 9.
Yep.
Getting close in the final month for now for Mark Scott for London Marathon.
Yeah. Hot Takes is being recorded today. Is that right?
Yep. Big weekend with Sydney Track Classic just been.
Yeah.
Which would be good.
Would have been good. It'd be good if they had something to talk about, like someone falling over and stuff.
I know. A bit of excitement.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. For those that didn't see, a few people hit the ground pretty hard. But yeah. Jude Thomas, friend of the show, being one of them.
Yeah. Poor Jude. He was, from all reports, was running well. So was a back to back. He was before that race. He'd won the last two.
Yeah.
There's something about, what is it about the 3,000 meter Australian champs going to people that are super young?
Yeah, true. Yeah, because how old was Jude the first time he won?
The first time he won, well, how old is he now? 21? I think he would have been 19 maybe.
Yeah.
And then 20 maybe.
And
or
now
20,
Cam Myers winning it this year.
Yeah. I did pick Cam Myers.
You did.
It was like, oh, I've gone out with a real risky pick there, Joel. Paying $1.01 and I'm like, yeah, that's what I did say, he's going to win.
And then Jess Hull winning the women's in a pretty dominant performance.
Yes.
I think she just took off the last 500.
See how many PBs are in that field?
I know.
I was looking down the list, it was like PB, 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 PB. It was great. Yeah.
Griffo.
Yeah.
Pretty good for 800. Yeah. 800, 1500 run 8:37.
Yeah, that's equivalent of you going out and doing an 84K race and dominating. it's honestly double.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could do that. It's not like impressive now. Think about it.
Well, actually, if you go from 800 to 3,000, you've got to do a 100 miler or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, plenty of great performances, and we've got nationals coming up next month, middle of next month. What are we, 3 weeks away?
Yep, because most of our training partners have headed up to Falls Creek before that.
Yeah, to put in a last ditch effort for altitude training.
We were talking off air, and Joel's like, "Oh, it's probably going to be such shit weather. It's going to be getting cold." And then we looked, and it's like 18 degrees, sunny every day. It looks perfect.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so nice to train him.
Yeah, we may as well head up there right now. All right, should we get into your training weeks?
We should. Let me just get Strava up.
A couple of long pauses in this episode.
Yeah, so I mentioned this last week, but I had to take Nelson to the vet on the Monday, so I did a half hour run.
In the morning,
and so I had to do my hour run in the evening, which like it's just I just hate it. I hate having to run anything longer than like 10K in the evening. And
what if for whatever reason you had like a travel day or something?
Even worse, I reckon.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather get up real early. Yeah, get it done.
Just to get it done.
Yeah. I feel like once I've traveled and then if I have to do like an hour run, I just feel like shit. So I just try to avoid it as much as possible. And even like before, I'm like, maybe I can just do like 45 or maybe 2:30s or like 45, 50. I was like, oh, fuck it, just get it done.
Just so, get it done, for sure.
Yeah, did an hour, 4:15s. And then Tuesday morning went to the track and we had, so I've been having like a bit of trouble. I think I mentioned it with my back and kind of my abs, I guess. And
pretty much your whole body.
My whole body pretty much. It's a bit sore. But it just feels stiff. And when I'm, especially when I'm trying to run quick. So I remember like saying after those 400s last week, I was just like, my body was just ruined. Like I was struggling to warm down. And then that made my back sore for the threshold. But yeah, so I went on Tuesday and again, we did some 400s and I just, as soon as I did a couple of them, I like couldn't run properly. Like I just felt like I was just fighting. Like I wasn't like my lungs, my effort wasn't that hard, but my legs just felt like they just couldn't open up. So ended up, so I did three 400s. And then I just said to Nick and Collis, I'm like, no, I have to go back to slower pace. So I did a few more 800s, but once my abs had got sore, so it's like my low abs, like we're kind of in, it's like a bit of like osteoarthritis pubis.
I was gonna say, getting close to OP.
Yeah.
Getting close to that danger zone.
Yes. so once I got that, it was just, I couldn't run properly. Like I was still even going back to 800s in 220. Like I still just was like fighting. Didn't help that it was fucking windy, wasn't it?
Thank you. I would get the piss taken out of me that every time there's a slight wind, I complain about it, but the wind was fucked.
It was fucked.
There was no like distinguishable crazy headwind and crazy tailwind. It felt like it was like the wind was going anti-clockwise and we were going, hang on, no. The wind was going clockwise and we're running anti-clockwise. It was like a headwind around the circle. Not really, but it was like the crosswind was so strong that it was like pushing you sideways.
Yeah.
I could never
feel it. And then it must have been where the tailwind should have been. I reckon it must have been sheltered a little bit.
Maybe.
And we weren't getting it.
We weren't getting it, yeah.
Because it's probably, was that like the far bend?
Yeah.
And it's kind it's of with got, the houses
yeah,
around
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, I think that just made it worse because probably running the times was a little bit extra effort. I just wasn't.
Yeah,
wasn't having a good one. So
how'd you find those 800s?
They didn't feel that comfortable either, to be honest. I don't know why, but just that first. I think maybe just having the big group. And
the problem is with the big group when the wind is so bad, is that no one's comfortable. No one's in a rhythm. So it's like there's little gaps opening up all the time.
I feel like you're going up and down pace.
And then you go, fuck, I feel like I'm sprinting. And it's like, oh, no, we've caught him again. Yeah, I found it really, really difficult.
Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable. Like the first few didn't feel comfortable. Then I kind of maybe for that fourth and fifth got comfortable.
Yeah.
But then I just couldn't – when I did the 400s, just then my body was just getting sore. And I feel like because I don't have – because I'm sore from my abs, I don't – my body won't like kind of fully stride out. So I like twist a lot to get the stride, to get the length. But yeah, stopped. Yeah,
I thought your body twisted and shouting when you.
Yeah, it was. didn't finish the session. Warmed down. It was just a bit stiff. Still went, got some physio that day. Kev at the VAS reckons just got like a bit of tendinopathy in my lower abs, which is like something that I've kind of battle on and off with for ages, but this is like the most it's affected my stride. It's not like the pain, it's just like that I protect it.
Yeah,
I think
you get okay. I'm doing that like the ab rollout exercise at the gym,
yeah,
with the, like where I'm on my knees and I go the whole way out to in front of me and back. And I remember when I had the OP sort of inflammation around my groin. I couldn't do it. And now I'm like doing it and I'm like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like. Would that just wreck you?
Oh, there's no chance.
You just couldn't do it.
I wouldn't be able to get back up.
Like,
yeah. Because even if I'm like trying to do a sit up, like it's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing like ISOs to try to help that. But yeah, and it just gets flared up really easy. Even after the session when I was a bit sore, if I like just kind of like tense my abs, it would hurt a lot.
Fuck.
Do
you find it funny like when you don't have any soreness in a specific area, you forget what it's like to be sore in that area.
Yeah.
Does it sound a bit weird? But like I like remember I was thinking, like I was running, I've been running and I've got zero Achilles pain, no Achilles tendinopathy, nothing. And I was like on my run, I was like, fuck, remember like 3 months ago where I was like, it would hurt every step, but now the pain's just not there. So you sort of forget how bad it's like. Now I think I'm like, my Achilles is indestructible until it comes back again.
Definitely. And that's what,
back with vengeance.
Yeah. The hardest thing with the ab stuff is you need to like strengthen it, but that's what also flares it up. So it's like it's a fine balance of just doing too much. So I think you have to start with the rehab like a really low level and just slowly build it up.
Because it's like I suppose any rehab is still load to the area, which is like when I was doing that.
But it's like if you have your Achilles, like you pretty much get as much weight as you can onto it.
Yeah.
And like do these isos with heaps of weight, where this is like – if I did a plank, it'd probably be too much kind of thing where I can just do like a mini crunch and hold it for 10 seconds and then rest. Yeah. Like,
well, that's what when I had the groin pain, I was doing those side bridges with like my knee, you know, the one knee up.
Yeah.
And like it was just so – I could hear things clicking and it was so painful and I just kept doing it and kept doing it and it wasn't – like I was doing it for like 8 weeks and this was not getting better. And then I went back to see like Richie Johnson. He's like – I think you just got to back those off. I backed them off and the pain went away.
Yeah, yeah. That's what was making you sore.
Literally, it was just like, couldn't get a chance to recover.
Yeah, Tuesday night, went out to the Pulse session at Princess Park and I'd warmed up with everyone, then ran another lap and then did some of Beatrice's session with her.
Yes, and she sent me, said, I hope she doesn't mind me talking about her training on air, but she said on like I think it was Friday she was like too cooked, like
really?
Couldn't go for a run. She's like, I've just felt real low energy this week. I'm gonna, you know, push my long run back out a day. And I was like, yeah, no worries. I said, good lesson. I said, not your fault, but I think you went to the well a bit too much on Tuesday. So it's like, because you were pushing her, she's like, and she said to me after, she's like, wow, I'm like so impressed like with how I went. She's like, I've never run that fast ever. And it's like, it's good, right? It's
great. I take full responsibility.
But I literally said in brackets, Brett's fault, not yours.
100%.
Yeah. Because you were like, yeah. But I suppose that's the best thing about those Pulse sessions now is like people, you know, you push. We take it for granted. We go to training every Tuesday, every Friday, whatever. And we have a group. Whereas like so many people train by themselves, you know, and we coach people. And it does get really hard. And like I think eventually people just crack. I've got an athlete, Jason. I forget if he listens to the podcast or not, from Adelaide, and he has just been doing everything solo and he just sent me a message. He goes, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to jump in with Max Stevens coaching group on a Thursday, you know. Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, no worries. We'll make that work into the program.
Yeah. But no, it'll be – once she absorbs that training, she'll be
– runs a like 5-minute PB next year because that's how long it took to absorb.
Nah, it should be fine. It was good. Wednesday, so I ended up running like 10.5K that night because I pretty much just did 3 laps of the park. Wednesday morning ran 20K with Jack and Brian Fay. Brian's out here from Ireland and he's just headed up to Falls Creek. Ran another half an hour that night. And then, so after Tuesday, I spoke to Nick and he just said, I think we should just go back to 2 sessions a week. Yeah, I was pretty happy about doing that. And so I Thursday morning just ran an hour, ran another 8K that night, and then met you, Sinead, and Charlotte Perdue for a threshold at the Boulevard.
How come Sinead doesn't get her surname?
Australian.
Gotcha. Mm. So you always, when they're not Australian, you give them a surname?
Yeah, Charlotte. Like Jack, Brian Fay.
I'm so annoyed that you have a backup argument to that. Just on file.
And I had evidence to back it up.
I mean,
too.
It's like, fuck.
But it was a very nice morning out there, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I still found it windy. It was literally the best conditions I've ever trained in.
It was really nice. So I did 3 by 12 minutes. So it means you kind of, in the first one had, we started down like, it's the two rack end of the Boulevard, and it means the first one I had the uphill and then finished just at the top of the downhill on the way back.
And so the 1 minute flight was downhill.
And then the next one I did out and back, which meant I finished at the bottom of the hill. So I did my float up the hill. And I was like, fuck. But then it meant for the third rep, I got the downhill, which was pretty nice. Good. So I went.
Should change it to 11 minutes next week.
Yeah, I know. I went 301s, 301s, 259s. So
it's good.
Yeah, you feel look like you're moving well. Yeah, and definitely the first one rep, like I was like, I felt really good, like felt my stride was good. But then in the third rep, I was definitely like starting to get a bit tighter. My back was getting a bit stiff. But it felt good. Like that first rep was the best I've felt in a fair while. So
were you running with the plan was to do 3x12 all the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like what we were doing at Falls Creek, where it's the middle 12 is back.
I just did them all the same.
Yeah.
But I kind of did think it, and then I was just, I don't know, I was feeling fine. So I was like, I know I can just do 3x12 here. Fine. Yeah. But yeah, no, so those are a good session. I ran.
It was nice warming up and cooling down
from home. Yeah.
Like I parked at your house. Yeah. It's just like takes away all. It's like back at Falls Creek.
Yeah. No, it's nice. But it was funny though. Like I ran with that bag on my shoulder. And then as soon as I took it off, I'm like, my arms just feel like 100, like it's like I've been carrying like 100 kilos on my, like, I don't know what's going on here. I've got the lightest shoes possible. But, yeah, ran 7.5K that evening. Ran just 12K on Saturday morning. Very nice and easy day for me. And then hour 45 out at Yarra Flats on Sunday.
Yeah.
160.
What pace was Sunday?
420s.
Yeah.
Bit easier. 163 kilometers for the week.
Yeah. It's good. How many weeks are you from Gifu?
I think it must be 5.
Okay.
It's the 28th of April.
Too many weeks away to even start talking about it. So yeah. Let's move on. I thought you were going to say like 2 weeks and I was going to go into it. So, you know, what are you sort of thinking?
For no. 5 weeks. We'll save that for
5 weeks.
Save episode 93. Yeah.
We're trying to pack out the episode.
How's your week?
Yeah, my week was good. Just a shorter jog on Monday. I just did like 40 minutes. Pretty much I leave that Monday run at the moment while I'm just like ticking boxes. Just depending on how I feel. Like if I feel if I'm tired or sore, I just shorten it. So it's always between 40 minutes and an hour.
That's my Saturday run a little bit. Like it's, I kind of just do what I feel like.
Yeah.
If like it's always around an hour, but if I want, I'll just take it really, really slow.
Really slow, yeah. Yeah.
Like I think I pretty much did on Saturday as well. Like it would have been, what pace was it? Yeah, like nearly 4:30s.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, I just went a little bit shorter. And I think I was exhausted. I reckon it was from finishing the long run the day before and then lying at the beach for like 3 hours. Yeah. I was just like really tired. Went to the track on Tuesday. And yeah, having done like the week before, I was like my fucking best session. Like I was like, geez, I'm like starting to run really well. And yeah, just went here. And I suppose it's just how running works. Like especially as you like start, things are starting to click. It doesn't all just happen at once. It's like you start getting glimpses of, oh, okay, I'm getting fit. And then it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did the 800s with you. But Collis only wanted me to do, I think, the first three 800s and then the next two just 600s. And they felt fine. I could have done eights. Like definitely could have done it. But he did. I think he was just sort of saving me for the next set. But regardless, it was just too quick. Like 64s in with 30-second recovery with that wind, it's like a 62. Like yeah. Well, I was saying to Ed Marks, it was like, you know, it's definitely like 2 seconds a lap. And it just felt, it's just too quick for me at the moment. I'm struggling. Having not, also because I'm not racing like on the track. And I feel like when you do races on the track, it brings you into like another level of fitness.
Definitely.
Like even if a race on the road where you just push so hard, whereas like the cross trials that I did, it was not like that. It's a bit of a slower core, you know.
Mm.
Cross country doesn't bring you into that next level of sort of fitness as a track race does, you know. I was just finding, in saying that, you know, the week before I found the 60 seconds piss.
Yeah.
I couldn't do 64s the next week. But yeah, I just like got through. I was just like, yeah, was just doing, Collis told me, because Ed was doing fours at 64 and then I was getting dropped and Collis was like, just do 300. But I tell you what, like it's, I feel like it would be easier to do, to start 100 in and do 300 and then cut across the track and then start again. Because I'm running with him at the beginning and then I finish at the top of the straight and I pretty much have to jog. Like, because it's only 30 seconds, right? So it's like I have to jog all the way
You're at 45.
Yeah, I do have 45. I suppose. Well, it was,
we had this same conversation.
Did we? I think we did. It was something about...
Yeah, something like it.
Yeah, I think it was a few weeks ago when I did the same thing.
Paul Robinson as well, he was doing something like that and he was like... but he was saying something about Stewie was like cutting the recovery short and he's like, I was hoping to have like... 4 minutes recovery and like we worked it out and he had like 3 minutes 50. Like he was making out like he was only getting like 90 seconds recovery.
Yeah, as if like because Stewie was finishing 10 seconds ahead of him in ramp or something. Yeah. But it definitely felt, well, I suppose when I'm like redlining to hold like 300, I was just, again, I sort of felt like I wanted to just back off the pace and do more reps, but I was not told to do that. I was just told to go to 300 and run really quick. So I did that. Tuesday, night went to the pulse session. That was good. Then Wednesday, what did I do Wednesday? I did two runs. So ran from Prinny Park in the morning, did 40 minutes, and then went back home and then ran 30 minutes at the On event.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there was a On event that night in South Yarra. So we went back around the tan. So I think I've maybe
doubling.
So I did 45. Yeah. Maybe 45 in the morning. And then, it was like 18 Ks for the day, I think. Or 20 Ks for the day, something like that. Thursday I did an easy 45 minute run. And then went pretty much. It's like I could have Thursday off, but when we were talking about it last, because I did that run on the Wednesday. So Wednesday is my day off running usually, but because I had that event on, I had to run. So I was like, I'm just going to run in the morning, make that, and then I'll make Thursday my day off. And then as I was like going to the gym, I'm like, I actually always feel better doing gym. I always feel better running like before gym as a warm up. I don't like going in the gym cold. So I was like, I'll just do a 40 minute run into the gym. Did quite a lot of like weights. I sort of have like ramped things up a bit in the gym because before I was just doing more like body weight stuff and not really doing weights. I don't even know why. Maybe just laziness since going back from Falls Creek, but I was just, not doing the heavier weights that I was doing. I think because I was getting a bit like having these certain issues with thresholds and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but then like I've done everything I can and the issues are still there. So I'm like, okay, it's not that. So back to lifting heavy again. And then finish with yoga on Thursday night. So it's sort of one of those days where I felt like I was training the whole day, but not doing much, when you've got like appointments and then I had physio at 8:30 Thursday night. Mm. So it was just like, when you have like five different things related to training on the one day.
I saw Steve Dineen at, what time was him?
Like 9 p.m. or something.
9 p.m. I think it was.
On Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
Finished it just after 10.
Yeah. Shit. That's, by the way, when
shout
I'm going.
To Steve Dineen.
Yeah, when I'm going, oh shit, that's not me being impressed with you. It's me being impressed with Steve that he's seeing you at that time. Friday morning went to, as I said, with you to the Boulevard and you guys had 3x12 minutes, variations. Everyone sort of had a bit different, I think. And I was like, nah, I just want to do 30 minutes after like last week having to do the broken threshold. I just want to do 30 minutes because I still have this like this nerve wobbly thing going on. But I just want to like see, I don't want to get to like do 3x12 and it be fine. You know what I mean? So I like want to almost test it at longer periods because when I go to race, it's going to be, I can't stop at 12 minutes in a race. So I went out like super chill, super conservative. I was just like, relaxed. Like you obviously took off and there's no way I was going to go with you. But I ended up like, I was running quick. So I didn't even know the pace. I was just looking at my heart rate and I was like 10 beats below threshold. And I know this because I like checked my split when it came on, but it came on at like 18 minutes. And it just like came on real, it's just instant. So it's got to be something that I'm doing technique wise or something fatigues. And then once it fatigues, it's just like done. So I looked at like 18 minutes and I was like 306 pace for up until that point. And I felt it was honestly like the best I'd felt running. I felt like I could, you know, it was just out there. I could run this pace for 2 hours. You know, that sort of feeling when you're just like, and as you said, the weather was perfect. So then for that to happen, I was really annoyed. I was like, fuck. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to get to, like, I'll just try push through it. And then I got like another minute into 19 minutes. And I was like, nah, I've got to stop. So I stopped, lapped my watch, walked 90 seconds, tried to do a little bit of like glute activation stuff, which is what Pat Tiernan told me, you know, what he did to fix it. But I don't know. I'm just making up stuff, hoping. Mm. So then I went off for another, what did I do? Another 6 minutes. So it was, well, 2K is, I think I was at 305 pace or something. And again, felt really good and didn't happen, didn't come on. But I thought, well, I've broken that up now. I'm going to have then a minute break and then go back the other way. And I tried to sort of like pick it up a little bit in the last like couple of minutes, just to see if like a quicker pace would bring it on quicker, but I just couldn't replicate it. So I think it was like three minute pace my last 6 minutes. So what's that? 8:19. It was 31 minutes all up of threshold. But speaking to you in the cool down, you're like, I wonder if you can, you know, because obviously you can't be stopping like in races.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you can like just do these thresholds and when it comes on, just lap your watch and just float for a minute and try and like regain your form and then go again and see if it happens.
Yeah. And try to find what the max pace
you
have to slow down to is.
Yeah.
And because that's what I was kind of trying to do with my stitch sometimes. I'd lap my watch and be like, all right, I'm going to float for a K.
Yeah.
And then go back into it. And just if you can find the sweet spot of, yeah, yes, it's frustrating you have to slow down, but then maybe it will get faster and faster.
It has. So the thing, the thing is with the two Ks that I did around like, you know, 6 minute, 2 Ks after that like 19 minute block. It didn't come on at all, but my technique felt a little bit different. Like it felt stronger and like more, and I don't know if that's just normal, but then if I kept going at that after 12 or 15 minutes, it would like go again.
Mm.
I'm just not sure. But it is pretty weird to have like it's be so debilitating where it's like you almost can't run, have 90 seconds off and then you go again and it's fine. So it's like, I think I just have to keep working on it and just like trying to see like what happens. Cause I got smashed with needles, 2 weeks ago, but the physio that did that said, Lucas Owen, the physio, he was said that, you know, you might need a couple of these treatments.
Yeah.
But you know, it fixed it 10 years ago when I was a triathlete, but I don't know. Like, yeah, I have no idea. But the last thing I'll say is that it is something that pretty much comes on in my last like minute of almost every race. Which I don't think I've spoken about, but it's like in track races or if it's like 200 meters to go, I get that wobble leg. But, and I don't know if it's because my technique changes, like do I rotate my pelvis and go into a sprint and it starts happening? I don't know. It's weird. Yeah,
it's weird.
It's weird.
Definitely might be something there though.
Yeah, it's got, it's
like, it's like if it's happening with a minute to go, it must be something that you're changing.
Yeah, that then, yeah. Yeah, so I'm not sure. Look, I was speaking to Sinead because she's like, oh, how'd you go in threshold? And I told her and she goes, oh, that's so frustrating. It must be so annoying. And I was like, yeah, it is definitely. But like if I, think about gratitude for a second, like I'm not injured. I don't have pain. You know, that like when I was having that back pain that like, you know, it does sort of come and go. But I had none of that on Friday. And it's not, even again, the back pain is not an injury. Do you know what I mean? It's like something that comes on and then it like will, you know, slow you down or whatever. And this is, it's all related. It's got to be related. There's no, but it's not like I'm injured. I don't have like a sacrum.
Like you're still getting out there pretty much every day running.
Yeah. Everything's, and I'm still turning up. Like, yeah. If something happens and then like it sort of fucks up a little bit, it's like I'm not on the ice trying to take anti-inflams to get something. And so, yeah. And I'm just running like consistently around 100K weeks. And I am getting fitter. Definitely. You know, so it's good.
Rest of your week.
What did I finish on?
Friday. Still Friday, yeah.
Fucking hell. Saturday, day off.
Yep.
Sunday, 90 minutes.
Nice.
358 pace.
How many kilometres?
About 100.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds like we need to get our bodies fixed.
Well, mine's just been going on for ages, which is why I'm sort of not increasing. Like, I'm not going to go to doubles or anything until this. Like, my body feels great, to be honest. And like, so the perfect example of that 90-minute run, I was just like, had music in, didn't look at my pace at all. And then like an hour, I was doing that game where you're like running and you don't look at your watch.
Yeah.
And then I finally looked because I didn't know where I was out in Newport following the beach, Williamstown and stuff. And I finally looked thinking it's got to be an hour 15 and it was 59 minutes. So it wasn't too...
You think it was going to be an hour 15?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's 15 minutes off.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. It's a fair amount off. But yeah, it's like my body felt amazing. Sorry, I did gym Saturday, not day off. Yeah. I'm doing gym Wednesday, Saturday or Thursday, Saturday. But yeah, my body felt like there's not a single issue. You know, it's just when I run hard that thing sort of flares up. So yeah.
You'll get there.
I'll get there.
Frustrating, but yeah.
It's frustrating, but yeah. Before we go into Tim Vincent's segment, we want to remind people about our partnership with Sydney Marathon.
Yep.
So the second FTK Sydney Marathon long run, the training run that we're doing, is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the 7th of April.
7th of April. Yeah, I was about to say 7th of March then, like you picked up.
It'll be same starting spot.
Yeah, exact same starting spot. We'll have the same pace groups, but the run will be a bit longer this time.
Yeah, we'll go for 90 minutes this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had about 60 people there last time, so we'd love to get even more.
Yeah.
We want to just build
on every single one. And I think the great thing about the last one is, you know, if you are listening and you're thinking, oh, you know, is there going to be a pace group for me? There is literally a pace group. You know,
and there'll be and there's plenty of people around, so there'll always be someone to run with.
From what Riley said, he said all the pace groups are pretty much the same size.
Yeah, I know. It was a good bunch
in every pace group. So there's definitely be people to run with. And you know, as we were talking about before, training by yourself, especially for a marathon, can be lonely. So yeah, come and join other like-minded people, and Brett and I'll definitely be there. We want people joining the FTK team when they're entering Sydney Marathon. So as I said, when we first announced that, we are competitive. We do want to be the biggest and the best.
We do.
And we think that FTK can be the biggest and best team.
We have a team captain who's leading us.
That's right.
He's been a bit quiet. But,
forgot about that. Nominated. Yeah. It's like we're trying to get in as moderators and we can't.
He's blocked. He changed the password and everything.
Yeah. So yeah, we want to get as many people out there running the Sydney Marathon course as part of Team FTK. There'll also be some exclusive FTK merch for those people that are running as part of the FTK team at Sydney. So there's no reason you shouldn't be.
We'll put some stuff out on the socials.
Yeah.
This week with links to the FTK team.
Things we've seen on Instagram this week that we aren't too sure about?
Tim Vincent.
I might as well get this kicking off. Certainly not well, I did see it during the week, but it is very old apparently. How many years old is it?
It's a bunch of years old, yeah.
So what is the treadmill? It's a special...
So it's a big treadmill and it's going at Kipchoge's race pace.
Yeah, but doesn't it also have the... It's like I think it's not just the pace. I think it's one of those treadmills that has the rise in it, I think. You know, it's like maybe. Looks like a... I forget what they're called.
Oh, no, I don't think it's got... Does that like a Woodway is what you're saying.
Yeah, a Woodway.
Well, that's the brand of the ones, true. Yeah. But... Yeah, I don't know if it is that.
Maybe it's not.
I think it's just a big treadmill running at 250k pace.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's Mo Farah and he's like wearing a tracksuit and he's looking like, so it's at Kipchoge's pace, is it?
Yeah.
And he jumps on, obviously quite confident that he can hold that pace, and he trips and he falls, and it's really embarrassing if you've seen people fall on a treadmill and never ends well. He gets spat out the back.
Yeah. And this was like, I'm pretty sure it was at Chicago Marathon. He was about to race. And
has DNF.
Because Kipchoge, I'm pretty sure, had run sub 2 like the week or two before, and then Chicago, he was about to race, and and a lot of people were going, what the hell was that? Like,
imagine Nick saw you do that before, I know, a big marathon,
I think it could have been the weekend of sub 2, and there was like Nike people going, I can't believe he was dumb enough to jump on that. Yeah.
Especially it's very difficult. Like obviously when you're running at that pace, you don't just go from zero to that pace.
No.
You accelerate into it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you jump on a treadmill like that, like have you done obviously treadmill sessions where you like jump on and you're bam, 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 and then you have to jump off it.
Yeah.
And then you have to hold the edge and get your feet.
You can't just jump on and.
Nah.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's a bit of an act. Talking about treadmills, probably one of the funniest videos I've seen on social media in recent times is that girl at the gym. Did you see that? I think it got sent into one of the groups I was in. It was one of those videos that just makes you cry out loud so hard. A girl in like running tights, and it says like it's captioned, if this happened to me at the gym, I will never be able to go into a gym again. She falls on the treadmill while she's running. And then her tights get like sucked in your one. So she's like lying and her like a bum is out and her like pants got ripped off at the treadmill. And it's just happened as she's like fallen. And it's like, I just remember thinking like, if that was me, you would just have.
Cancel your membership.
I would move. Yeah. Move countries. What's yours?
So mine, it came up a few times this week on Instagram I've seen, but it was about a runner called Shizo Kanakuri, who was a Japanese runner who has the world record for the longest time to complete a marathon. So he was going to the Stockholm Olympics, which I'm not sure what year it was, but like back a while ago.
A while ago, yeah.
So he had to first go by ship, which took 18 days. And then once he got there, he was struggling to sleep because of the time zone, and then also the light skies
of course
in Stockholm, and was having trouble with the local food, and then a heat wave came through and so he's running the Olympic marathon.
Is this all from his accounts? Because it sort of sounds like me when I'm at a bad
a few race. Excuses. Yeah. So it was very hot apparently because someone died in the race.
Shit.
And he anyway, so Shizo was running and he got to 16 miles and he was completely exhausted. And stumbles into a garden party and just sat there drinking orange juice for an hour, then realized he was so embarrassed by his failure that he like disappeared. Like no one knew where he went. Found his own way back to Japan without telling anyone. But then 50 years later, they somehow found him and then said to him, do you want to come and finish the marathon?
It's such an obscure story.
And it was like on TV. Anyway, so he flew over, then got there, finished it. So his official time is 54 hours, 8 months, six days, 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 5 hours, 32 minutes and 20 seconds. He goes, it was a long trip. Along the way, I got married, had 6 children and 10 grandchildren.
And isn't it on the Wikipedia list of results from the Olympics?
Yeah. So it was 1 in 2 hours, 36. And he came 36th in 54 years.
It's so absurd. I love that sort of stuff. I'm going to see if I can break it.
Wait, there was another funny part for him. So the people that he was with, he gave them this scroll. They thought it was a scroll with Japanese writing. They thought it was like really valuable. Yeah. And when he went back, he like met the family he'd been with and he's like, no, that's just a customs form from the boat. They like had it framed and stuff and I thought it was really...
I thought it had calligraphy. A customs form. Oh, that's good. Well, that brings us to the end of episode 91.
Yes. I don't got anything else. A
bit sad at the end, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Getting closer and closer to that 100th episode.
It is. Episode?
I meant to say 100th episode. And I think I said 100th episode. 100th episode. A reminder to enter as part of Team FTK for Sydney Marathon and mark the 7th of April in your diaries for the next FTK Melbourne training run.
Look forward to seeing everyone.
See you later.
See ya.